Hey, brother. Whatever you want to do, brother.
We're on, brother.
Oh, we, brother. Come on down and get yourself another episode of
Good Liquor,
Cheap Beer
in the house.
Damn, my episode name is, 16.
Imagine my Ooh. Name is episode my 18. Imagine that is my name.
No, what
episode
is your name?
16.
What is your name, dude?
My name is Joel.
Oh, that my name is Scenario.
In the house.
Yes, and this is episode 16 of season
That's
5.
That's right. There it
of
is.
Good Liquor, Cheap Beer.
I never have the numbers right. I'm so sorry, Mr. Producer. It took like 10 seconds and the producer's mad already. That's
I like
it.
Math.
You like math.
I like math.
People are like, one, two, three, four.
I'm the count.
The vocals sound like super clean to me.
Ooh, super peachy clean.
It sounded like if it was a drop.
Oh, it is a drop.
Oh, the video drops.
All my voice is a drop.
So we're back. Oh. Imagine we're back, everybody.
We are like, back. Happy never, Christmas. Merry Christmas.
We took a break.
Hanukkah.
Huh?
Happy Christmas. Merry everything. Whatever you celebrate. Celebrations to all faiths all
accents.
Around the world. Peace to you. What
there
accents?
Is peace be to everybody.
Yes.
There's the happy peace holiday season. We took
and
a break
happy
for
New
the
Year.
Holidays is what we're getting at.
2019!
Oh my gosh.
Good Lord.
The last time that we were on the air was 2018.
And you know what you were telling me earlier is that 40
saying?
Years ago almost was
Oh dude, I have to explain. That was a
that
big
was
old elaborate way.
No, that was weird.
That was weird in the chest. What you told me.
Yeah.
Imagine. Oh, I thought you said what I said was weird. No, it was weird that
kind of.
You realized you realize how much time has passed.
Yes.
What did I say? I told you that
you were saying that in 1999, which is
oh,
when
Oh man, you have water, I'm jealous.
When that song came out, that was 1999, which was 20 years ago. So we're tripping out on that, right?
Yeah.
And then we were talking about, and then you just said randomly, you're like, dude, in 1999,
yeah,
when we were living through this song, we would talk about 40 years ago.
If somebody said something, yeah.
If someone said 40 years ago, that would have been 1959.
What I was, okay.
Our parents,
think about
like
now,
age and shit.
In 2019, if you think about 1980, it doesn't seem like if it's 40 years
to
ago.
To me or you, maybe.
No, I know, to us, right? It doesn't really seem right. like that.
But we were little 14-year-olds at that
For
time.
For sure.
Though.
But now think about it, how right now we think 1980 is not that long ago.
Right.
So that means in like 19... I'll Lips. Just throw out a year. In like 1990, 40 years ago from that, would have been 1950?
Damn.
Dude!
That's a long
so
time.
So somebody in 1990
is the 50s.
Thought that 1950 was not that long ago, just like we think right now 1980 is not that long
I think
ago.
You know what it more
Actually,
is.
Actually, 1980
not about,
is a long time ago.
You know what? This is the thing, though. It's not about...
Go back on it. It is a long time,
This
actually.
Is why it may also seem different. Number one, I think we have a bias because of, like, we lived through it.
Thanks
so
for the
like,
water.
And we didn't live through the 1950s, whereas... Oh, we didn't
oh
through,
I lived through it, buddy.
We didn't live through 1980 kidding. Either, but it's, like, relatively close to a little bit, like, when we might have been born.
Oh, I lived through it.
But burp number one.
Oh man, that
and,
was a sad burp number
yeah, it
one.
Was.
That
but,
was like,
but you know what
and
it is
back.
Too.
Imagine
it's the
and they're back.
It's the changes in how like there's been just such cultural shifts between decades.
Yeah.
At that time, like if you talk about the 50s, the 60s, or the 70s.
Oh shit! Yeah,
it's like
big
a
time.
Thing, right?
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Once again, this may be just from my perspective, and maybe if you
just
ask someone,
we, yeah, yeah,
because
we,
that's how we lived through it.
Uh-huh.
But to me, there hasn't been that much cultural change.
This.
Between
and
1990,
like imagine just kidding.
From the 90s to the 2000s, and even part of the 80s. Now there's been a cultural change in the like late 2010s.
Yeah, that's because I was thinking about it, and I was like, actually, there is kind of a cultural change.
Now there
like,
has
that's
been.
It's been going on.
It's like extra PC for like a long time, and then now it's coming back like full force AIDS, like just coming at you, like oh, now it's time to be anti PC.
Yeah. Well, remember you were talking about that show on HBO that you were like, oh, dude, they wouldn't even do that nowadays.
Oh yeah, Mr. Show,
Mr. Show.
Yeah, Mr. Show from it features two prolific comedians.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
no
all due
does,
respect to them.
Does,
no,
actually.
They are Bob Odenkirk, who many people now may know them
Better
from. Yeah, from Breaking
you
Bad.
You know what? I feel that we started
from
rolling
Breaking
now,
Bad.
Man. Just, when we came in, we were just shaking the rust off, and
yeah.
now we're rolling right
yeah.
here. So that's good. A Better Call Saul.
Fuck yeah,
imagine
Bob
Fuck
Odenkirk.
Yeah, that's what we wanted.
Imagine Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul, aka Breaking Bad, the
I
lawyer,
think,
the Emmy lawyer.
Award nominee. He might have even won too.
Maybe
Emmy Award winner.
But you know what's so funny is
giving him awards.
He wears
Oscar winner. here. Yeah. Officially.
He's known because of that show to like wear like suits. You always used to see him in a suit. Oh, yeah. That's, or, like, you a did tie, tell me that. Like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what's funny is that that has been his style.
He's been
that's
doing been his this style. Since forever, you
so,
said.
This show called Mr. Show was on HBO. I was too young.
Mr. Bucket.
I don't think we had cable all the time. I think we would just get it like for the free previews and shit sometimes.
Yeah.
I think maybe for a little while we may have gotten HBO and, I don't know, moving on up.
Like, nah, but younger?
Originally. Yeah, no. Originally, oh, yeah, it was just was like free previews. It's like still HBO a luxury, and shit, actually. Right? So I didn't fucking know the show existed.
Best
it's the early 90s.
On TV, I think.
But it's him and David and Cross. David Cross, I don't know how best to describe him, but he's comedic actor that comes out in like tons of shit. If you just Google him real fast,
it's been around
you're
going to
recognize
long time.
Him from something.
Long
but anyway,
time.
Yeah, these
all
two.
Of the times.
They were like the main two dudes, but then there's also a bunch of supporting cast members who are now, like, if you look at them now, you're like, whoa, like, fuck, I'm sorry that I don't mean to disrespect.
Well,
I don't know their
there's
names.
A lot of there's a lot of comedians on there that came up, and then you're all like,
and then there's
like
people that were guests,
who. Yeah,
like Janine Garofalo was on there, and then dude, Jack Black, because we were talking about the Tenacious D
oh,
project.
Yeah, Tenacious D. Yeah,
Jack Black
yeah.
is super young, so I think he comes out in the fourth episode, and I was like, oh shit,
is that right?
It's pretty crazy, dude. He's got like long hair, and he's playing like this rocker dude wearing like leather pants.
Yeah,
but it's just so funny.
I gotta
like
check
Jack
that
Black.
Show out though.
Yeah, hilarious.
It's funny.
Thank you, Hulu
they
God
do skits,
Ronnie.
Right? Imagine Hulu God Ronnie.
Thank you, Hulu God
That's
Ronnie.
That's inside reference to your butt. Imagine how much you get. Inside reference to our fantasy basketball league. We have a guy who is the Hulu God. Imagine he is the God.
I hope he's still in the basketball league.
That actually,
I don't know.
He is going through Dropping some bumps.
Dropping all his players.
Imagine some bumps in the road.
Doing some bumps and getting some bumps in the road.
Hopefully he doesn't swerve off the road because he was a
bunch of drug references.
Team. Imagine there's a lot.
Whoa.
Talking about gods, imagine Hulu gods. What about Kuz the God?
Is he a god? What?
Kuz the God.
Well, I don't know about all that.
They call Kuz God. Imagine, well, not like in a sacrilegious Kuzmania. Way. Imagine no one's like
I
really
like
praising
Mania.
Him.
I don't know like,
depends
about Kuz
who you
god.
Talk to, I guess.
Why are they
imagine.
Calling him the God?
No, come Kuz on. God, bro. Imagine like King Kuzma.
No, I know.
King
Kuzma's
Kuzma,
cool.
King Kunta.
Kuz God. I
Is Kendrick
that.
A god?
Maybe, yeah, sure.
Wait,
it's like in
did
the
they say the God
the Kuzma?
Oh, that's why you're like, it could be King Kuzma, but not God Kuzma. I'm like, what are you talking about? Isn't
just because
it the same
it's like,
shit?
Oh, shit.
But it's not the same shit.
Are we devaluing?
One of
the
them's
God?
A king,
like, it's not
one
even
of
sacrilegious. Yeah, it's not even about it being sacrilegious. It's like, whoa, so then everybody must be a God.
Which I see
like,
what you're
Kuzma's
coming
a God.
Here. Kuzma's a God. Because
like,
of Kuz hey, God. Well, yeah. He's a God for this team. Imagine right now he's leading
number two, man.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. He's scoring. He's like the scoring leader.
Scoring, imploring, and being
the score. He's doing basketball things. Thanks, man.
He's doing basketball things. I like Kuzma.
He's
I
good.
Like the guy like Kuzma.
Dude, he's scoring like 40 points a game. Imagine he's averaging at least 50 points a game at
he
this
is
point.
Doing pretty damn good. I gotta say that.
No, he is. He had like a big game. He's been having a lot of big games, especially with LeBron out.
Uh-huh.
And I was gonna ask you, dude, how you feeling with LeBron out?
Oh no, man. I mean, he's on my fantasy team, obviously.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
but
why I asked. Yeah.
You know what? I am glad that my players have played well enough to put me in a position.
Wait, I was talking about the Lakers.
Oh.
So like, you talking about fantasy?
I am talking about
team.
My fantasy basketball team.
I like it. No, that's
team.
Good.
I thought because you were asking me how do I feel.
No, I know. So, sorry. I guess I kind of led you on with the question. What I meant to say was, what I meant to ask you was, because you have LeBron on your fantasy team, maybe you kind of have a little more inside emotion on like his current injured status. Like, as far as more so, not just because he's on your fantasy team, but also because like
Lakers.
Exactly.
I love the Lakers, eh?
But I guess that kind of matters for both. Imagine
so, you know,
matters
okay,
a lot
so,
for both.
So you're asking me how I feel about it? I mean,
well,
I'm not worried, man.
Do we need him back?
No.
We don't need him back?
We're going to yes, we need him back eventually, but this
Would
was expected
Would you
want to
rush
him? No. We're fine.
Do you like how they're taking their time right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
We're fine. We're dropping, but it's like if you look at
Dude,
actually
that's what
one
I'm saying.
Through 10.
That's what I'm alluding to. It's not just for the heck of it. We dropped out of the playoffs. We're in the ninth seed right now.
Well, teams 1 through 10 as before the loss. So yeah. I don't know how it is now, but before the loss, I wasn't watching. I did check the rankings earlier. Teams 1 through 10 are above 500.
Oh, it's done. It's over. Imagine,
1
no,
through
I'm just
10
kidding.
Are above 500. If you look at the East, it's way different, right? So we still have a super, super strong conference.
Yeah.
Yes, that means we can't afford to slip that much, but
okay,
we're barely getting into the meat of the season. LeBron's gonna be back very, very soon, within a week or two. That's what we're believing.
Yeah,
I think everyone knew after Christmas Day he'd be out at least for like a week or two.
For sure.
I was being more conservative. I thought maybe a month, and sure enough, we are gonna be about at that point.
Wow, dude. But a month passed already?
Yeah, almost. Because it was the 25th. It was Christmas Day. And we are, what, on day 16 of January.
Holy shit, man. So, yeah, they did say, oh, he's going to be gone for at least two to three games. I thought they said 2 to 3 games. And then it was like 2 to 3 weeks.
I mean, it kept changing in the beginning.
That's like where we're at right now, right? The third week right now?
We are in the, third week.
Third week.
So it's about to be a month when he comes back, which I'm great with. Be nice and rested for two reasons. Number one.
The real fantasy playoffs.
Well, my fantasy playoff. He cannot, so that they're not resting him that much, like as much as before. Like, because now, like, this is a lot of rest. That's great. He needs it. And he's going to need it for the playoffs.
He's going to need to play fantasy a lot playoffs right now, too.
And secondly,
when he comes back.
For the real life, it's a good time for him to have been injured, I think. Like, it's good timing. It's December. It's like December is like basically the end of preseason.
Still
in basketball.
Like super early,
not
too.
Not really, right? But
yeah,
kind of like what's important basketball that barely starts like after Christmas.
Well, yeah, you're right. You know when I said that it's super early. Actually, it's not that early. I think we're getting a little deeper
into
the season.
We're past the third. Yeah, we're not halfway mark yet, but we're past the third.
Are we not halfway mark?
Not yet.
Dang.
We're about to be.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because we just passed the third mark. Like, I think.
You sure about that?
For Christmas or for New Year's.
You're feeling lucky. Imagine. Yeah. No, just kidding.
Around, I think it's like right before All-Star break is when we hit the mat. The half mark. Yeah, so I don't know. The posh marks and the pock mark. If you have Apple pocks.
Or Tupac. Tupac. Tupac and pop.
What's on the agenda? I don't even know what's on the agenda.
Kuzma, dude. It was Kuzma.
Is it really?
Magic Girl, yeah, the producer. Oh. That's why he kept telling us to talk about Kuzma. Imagine now you guys know behind the scenes.
Kuzma,
imagine.
He's great. He's fitting well on the team. When LeBron comes back, he's a great sidekick.
My thoughts on Kuzma? You run down your thoughts on Kuzma?
He's going to be a great sidekick. We obviously still need another superstar, almost to the caliber of LeBron. Not in the caliber, but
what's on the agenda?
It's
got to
be like pretty
Kuzma.
Much. Yeah, it's good. Kuzma.
It's the Kuzma.
It's Kuzma.
Well, if Kuzma doesn't interest you, imagine the producer did say.
I'll take AD, though.
There you go.
I'll take AD,
that's
though.
That's what I was going to say.
Give me AD, though.
For Kuz?
On the for fuck yes.
Everybody
for
was saying,
everybody.
Huh?
For
imagine
the farm.
That's just it.
I'll give away the farm for fucking AD, man.
Yeah, AD
and
LeBron.
I mean, not really. Obviously, I'm not going to be a dumbass in negotiations, but.
No, I
mean,
would.
Like,
imagine, no, I would be.
No,
imagine.
I just, I know I'd probably overpay. Like, yeah. I'm not going to be a ridiculous overpayment, but.
It's like if they want overpay. Anybody, just be like, yes.
Pretty much, all right. Like, you know. We just got to keep one of the young
pretty
guys.
Much how it would be
one of them.
In a real life fantasy situation if somebody would
one of
approach.
Randall. I'm sorry. One of Ingram, Zoe.
I'll give you Randall.
Hart.
Imagine.
Or Kuzma. We got to keep at least one of them. They're going to want all of them. They're going to want all of them. You know what I mean?
They
we gotta
might
keep,
want
keep
all
one of them.
Them.
We got to keep at least one of them.
One of them.
Yeah. That should be a goal.
Kuz the God or Josh Hart.
I'll keep any of them.
One of them.
I'll keep any of them.
Any of them?
Yeah.
They're not going to take Lonzo, though. I don't think you mentioned Lonzo. You mentioned Lonzo right now.
I did mention Lonzo.
Dude, that would be ridiculous. They're not going to take Lonzo.
That would be ridiculous if they didn't want to take all four of them. What are you kidding
They're
me?
They're not going to take four.
Why the fuck would they not want that, though?
And
give us a throw-in.
That, like, want.
Just to make
want.
The money work, they'd probably give us somebody else, like, but they'd be just like a wash, like bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That
why
would, just
would they?
Be
why
somebody
would you not? Are you kidding me?
Four people?
You would say, no, I don't want Lonzo. Are you kidding me? Who the fuck would do that?
They're going to ask for Lonzo, but we're not going to do it. Imagine ain't gonna do that
we
shit.
We can't do it.
Can't,
we can't give them all four.
Everybody.
Like I said, we need to at least keep one.
Well, that's what we said for the Kawhi thing, and then now we look back on it.
I was not
and it's like,
super
down.
Shit. I was not
maybe
as down for Kawhi as I'm down for AD. They just don't compare.
AD's another like fucking level, dude.
And that's taking into consideration that he's been not that stable and not that durable. You know, and that's taking that into consideration. I still want him that much.
He's been getting better over the years,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he is. Thank God.
A little
you
more
used to
durable.
Say Curry wasn't durable either.
Yeah, that's old,
now,
too.
Yeah,
I feel like
news.
That's old news.
It's super old news. So
they used to talk a lot of shit about his ankle.
Yeah, hopefully AD's problems, that has been behind him now.
So, like, you bring up the Warriors. They have KD on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another topic of conversation that was out, imagine.
The one where
the
they all hit 25?
Said, oh, no. What was the... Oh, shit. All the Warriors. Well, they have KD, who's arguably an MVP candidate, but the runaway candidate right now that everybody is talking about, or is he the runaway candidate?
What are you talking about?
Is James Harden, the beard. Ooh. Imagine the burr. The burr? He's just a beer? The beer, James Harden.
Hey, the
imagine.
Beer, James Harden.
Yeah.
Beer belly, James Harden.
Do you think he's the fucking MVP?
That's it?
the belly man, James Harden.
As of right now, yeah. I think he's running away with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if he asked me...
Cut and dry.
I think if he asked me a month ago, I would have really still been rallying, not just to be a homer, that LeBron James is making a case for himself.
Yeah.
Greek Freak is also up there, obviously, but Harden's kind of running away with it. As of now, we'll see. There's still got a lot of season left. So my candidate as of right now, if the season ended tomorrow, yeah, James Harden, I think, James runs away with it easily.
I gotta see the standings again. Hold on, are they in first?
No, they're in probably third now because the Warriors just got to first.
They're in fifth. Wow. All right, we got the Warriors number one.
What, like 1 through 7 are just like so tight.
The Nuggets.
That's why
two.
When you say that we're ninth right now, yeah. I'm not worried. Like
the Thunder's 3, the Blazers 4. Oh yeah, they've been killing it. The Rockets 5, Spurs 6. They started playing.
But
good,
look at
huh?
them; they're all a game apart.
And then you can't forget about the Clippers too. They've been playing really
good
all year.
They're all about a game apart, eh?
They are a game apart.
You know?
Actually, 7, 8, and 9. Oh, no, wait. 7 and 8 are tied.
And you know the top two seeds?
And all the rest are like half.
Top two seeds in the East have better records than any team in the West too.
Oh, wow. Is that right?
Yep. The Bucks and the Raptors. Raptors are overall best record in the league right now.
You can argue that. Bucks are number 2. Overall like teams too to play.
But well, but you could say that, but then how is it that all the teams in the West 1 through 10 have winning records, and only 1 through 7 on the East have winning records? I think 1 through 6.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh yeah, can't forget about the fucking East, huh? Imagine. Let's see what's going on here. The Bucks, Raptors.
It's weaker overall, but the teams at the top are really strong.
Yeah, I think the Sixers are actually pretty damn good too.
Yeah.
The Raptors, the Sixers. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, dude, you don't think that... I mean, I know it's going to be all homerish, but you don't think LeBron has anything? I mean,
yeah,
dude.
So that's what I was saying before he went down.
Too, man.
Before he went down, I was saying, not to be a homer, but I would have picked LeBron.
Yeah.
You know, but... because, dude,
yeah,
and
you're right. You did
when he
that.
Comes back,
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm saying. There's a long season to play still. When he comes back, though, if we are in the top 4 seeds, I can see LeBron still being a very high chance... that he's like a top candidate, especially if the Rockets are in the bottom 4. And I could see the Rockets being the bottom 4 just because they're not the same Rockets, dude. There's so much time to play still.
Totally,
and
dude.
The race is so fucking tight.
You know what I saw too? You know we always forget about? We forget about Westbrook, dude.
Westy the bestie.
Dude,
hey, he's doing
Westy
shit.
The bestie.
Halsey's killing shit too.
Dude, he's
Paul
super
George
killing shit.
Killing
that's a great
shit.
Point that you brought up, man. Like, he's killing shit too.
I love it.
Westbrook is super killing shit.
Westbrook's
and you know what?
Slumping, and dude, they're killing shit.
Dude, and they brought up...
Westbrook's having a bad like
that's
month.
That's stat, dude. Like, the stat of him... dude, he's averaging
and he's
a
still
triple
doing
double.
Great. Yeah.
Dude, I think he's averaging a triple double.
He's doing
again.
Bad for him, but he's still doing great.
Dude, like, they thought that 1 year that he won MVP... was it last year?
MVP.
That he won MVP.
MVP.
You know the year that he won MVP?
I won the MVP.
The year that he won MVP,
can
they
I
thought that
MVP?
That was like rare, dude. They
that
thought,
was dope.
He's got to win it this year because he's averaging a triple-double. Last person to do this is like Oscar Robertson or whatever.
Isn't this
and dude,
third
consecutive
year.
Season?
Dude! Averaging a triple-double. That is fucking
so
insane.
So like, what the hell's
and
going on
here? And people say
he's
stat padding? Dude. Nah, bro. He's just giving his fucking all.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, he's just trying to fucking help his team win.
Right?
I mean, he was doing that shit when it was just him.
Right?
Dude, remember when it was just him and he didn't have Paul George?
I know.
Yeah, fuck, dude, he was just doing everything.
Doing it.
He was like...
Doing it,
90%
doing it,
usage rate.
Yeah.
He was the team.
Yeah. He's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. he's the team... Teenage Music.
You did say...
Music Ninja Turtles.
The Turtle Man.
Teenage Music Ninja Turtles. I can't talk. Sorry.
There it is.
There it is. TMNT.
Well...
Or the OPP.
I'm waiting for that.
You know
imagine
me.
I'm waiting for the freaking... the MVP fucking thing to come down. Do you watch in the playoffs? NFL? That wasn't even on the agenda, but are you watching NFL playoffs at all?
I actually am.
Not! Imagine. I thought you were going to tell me that. Yeah.
I am. I watched the fucking Cowboys get their ass beat by the
Rams.
Damn,
the Ramses.
Horns up.
The Gordon
Thank
Ramses.
You. Hell yeah.
The LA
Goff
Gordon
was
Ramses.
Killing shit. Gurley was
dude,
killing
was
shit. It was a great game. It was actually a really, really, really great game. It was going back and forth.
It's a great game.
It's a great game. It's going back and forth. It was
Vin
very
Grames
dope.
On the Vince Grames.
The Chargers-Patriots game, on the other hand, was so fucking disappointing. Like,
that game sucked.
Man, that game was terrible.
That shit was whack.
I fucking was trying to pay attention. I couldn't. I was snoozing. And Tom Brady was doing Tom fucking Brady things, right? Edelman was doing his shit.
It's Tom Terrific, baby. Gronk
was doing his shit. But Tom Brady, man, wow. There's no denying it.
You had enough of Tom Brady?
There's no denying it. Like, it's how good, how great he is, man. And super Belichick good. And just how the Patriots do their thing, man. That's the championships.
Yeah.
Champions find ways to win.
That is true.
And Rivers, dude, he was trying to actually do his thing, but his team wasn't actually supporting him. I'm not a big Rivers defender or apologist, but he's doing his thing, and the Chargers just overall. Well,
neither,
man.
Neither is the O-line. Imagine. No, just kidding.
Shit, you're right.
No, imagine.
We're just letting them people
it's
through,
so
man.
Funny.
That O-line, yeah, they need to hit the bench and hit them Wheaties and hit them Sloppy Joes.
I'm not much of a Chargers defender.
I don't know, man.
They
but yeah,
either.
I was really imagine sad. I really thought with the momentum that the Chargers had, especially to finish the NFL season, regular season, that there was a real possibility that we could have an all LA Super Bowl
in
Atlanta.
That would have been crazy, man.
That would have been fucking
that
super
been
dope.
Nuts.
It would have been my two teams. Like, technically, like, I've always liked the Rams when I was little. And then when they left, I kind of like, well, whatever, like, kind of didn't care. And then I was like, well, the next best team, next coolest team next door is
San Diego.
I tried
to get behind the Chargers when we didn't have a team. And I don't know why. I just couldn't.
I couldn't fully get behind them. But so then that's when I was like, well,
it always
my
felt
main
forced.
Team.
It's like a relationship. It always felt
forced.
Yeah.
So they were like my Angels. They were like my Clippers. They were like, my main team is the Rams or the NFC. Literally a different conference. Okay. I'll support the Chargers. I'm not a Chargers fan.
Okay,
but I'll support
the Chargers.
Just
I'm
like
here
to
support the Chargers.
I support the Angels.
Support
I'm not an Angels fan.
From
I support
Verde.
The Clippers, but I ain't no Clippers fan. You know what I'm saying? I just support local teams.
I support
teams.
The Clippers. Dude, Clippers playing pretty good this year,
they are.
Man.
Not Gally playing Daddy.
Imagine, hey, Gally Daddy. Montrez the Harrell.
Montrez the
Harrell,
the barrel. He's
Montrez
doing
the table
Harrell. Gally Daddy doing things.
You know who did a lot of things
who
and
did
they got in trouble for that?
Who?
Imagine. Uh-oh.
Austin Rivers on the Rockets? Who?
R. Kelly on the Piper fucking people.
Shit.
Whoa.
We are going to have to get into that.
Hot topic.
We're going to have to get into that topic. Surviving
right
R.
now,
Kelly.
Or is that later?
I think after a little quick word from our sponsors.
Okay. We'll come back and
producer's
finish.
Telling us we gotta just a quick pause. Just one minute.
Yeah. We'll be back real soon.
Yes. Peace.
Good luck with your beer.
Ada.
Don't leave. We back.
Hey, what's up, guys, on the live? How you doing? If you are tuned into the live right now, we are your host. My name is Scenario. This is Joel. And you know what? Our Facebook is fucking up. I don't know what's happening there. But if you are tuning in right now, we do invite you to click the link in the bio. We invite you to click the link in the bio right now. You could do it after the show. You could do it now. We could come back. But click that link. Subscribe to it on your favorite platform. We really love everyone that has listened to us thus far. We love those numbers. Those are great numbers. If you really, really enjoy the podcast and you're having a good time, you laugh with us, you talk shit with us in the live chat room, on Instagram and on Facebook, please share it with a friend. You know, we always like to share jokes and memes and shit like that with our friends because it makes us happy. It makes us laugh. You might as well share the link in our bio and let them have fun too. So you better enjoy that. I think we're going to come back soon. What do you
think
to say,
so.
Joel?
I think we're going to come back soon. Imagine. What up, everybody? Joel in the motherfucking his house.
His
imagine.
House.
As you heard, Scenario said, what up? Thank you, everybody, for listening. Go check Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you choose to indulge your podcast fucking endeavors. Imagine for your podcast endeavors. We're at all those places. Pick your poison, good liquor, cheap beer. I think we're gonna have some t-shirts or something made soon. It's what I heard.
GLCB merch.
Producer told me, but I think he was teasing me and I'm pissed. Imagine. Yeah. And he's pissed too.
So we're gonna sign off really quickly off the Instagram live.
Thank you guys
only
again.
Goes for an hour and we're gonna sign back on rat motherfucking now in a little bit. You know, on this show, sometimes we talk about knocking back a few cheap beers and other times stepping it up with some good liquor. But there are other times right in between when you don't want hard liquor, but you do want to take it up a notch. And for those days, it's Any Day Rosé. This rosé cider is a masterfully blended recipe of West Coast apples, rosé wine, and Cascade and Citra hops. That's right. And it's got an alcohol content of 6.9% with only 120 calories and 1 gram of sugar for you watching your waist. And it's the real stuff. Most of these other big box brands claiming to be a rosé cider don't even have real rosé in them. Don't ever be fooled again. Right now, Visit anydayrosé.com/anchor and use the promo code ANCHOR to get 15% off your order and free shipping. That's anydayrosé.com/anchor, promo code ANCHOR. And please remember, drink responsibly.
Ooh-wee! I guess we back now.
Is we back? That was a nice word from the sponsors.
Yeah, thank you for the sponsorship time.
Yeah,
it's the twine and the toys like a twigers.
Hey, but now we're back. We're back to serious business.
All right, we are back now.
We are back to serious business.
I almost lost it as we came back right now, but we are back. And thank you guys for that.
I'm glad we're back because we might have not made it back.
Well, we teased something.
Because not to make a joke,
Engine.
Yeah, but a lot of people didn't make it back. Mentally, because of somebody being a fucking crazy person, or being like a really
bad person. There.
I don't know.
What were you asking me before we went on break?
You asked me about something.
Yeah, dude. I heard about the Surviving R. Kelly docuseries.
Yes.
And when I heard about it, I never really heard about all those issues about R. Kelly super in depth.
And there was all these rumors going around.
There's been rumors about R. Kelly for years, but there was a lot of people talking on social media about this documentary series, Surviving R. Kelly. And I was like, yo, what is this? I got to check it out.
Yeah.
And I did check it out.
Did you watch
the
whole thing?
Do you know what I'm talking about? I did watch the whole thing. Did you watch it real quick before we get into it or whatever?
I haven't finished it yet. It's okay if you want to talk about whatever. It's not going to spoil it. I'm still going to watch. I'm still going to finish watching it.
No!
I'll say it like this. This is my long-winded yes. Do I know what it is?
Yeah.
My long-winded yes is that last week when we were going to come back for the show, thank you everybody for coming back a week late with us.
Yeah, thank you.
But Surviving R. Kelly, man, we started talking about it. I wouldn't have known shit last week. Except for the fact that I watched the first episode.
I gotta admit, I don't know shit.
I watched the first episode of Surviving R. Kelly and was pretty like grossed out. I started watching the second episode and then I was like uncomfortable. I was like, I'm gonna just turn this off. I was watching Atlanta and I was binging Atlanta and I was like, I'm gonna finish watching Atlanta first.
Now this show, I don't feel bad watching. Imagine you're like, for sure, exactly.
I ran away from it, right? But then eventually, one day with my girl, then we started watching it. I think I got like three, maybe four episodes deep. So yeah, man.
For the docuseries?
Yeah, for the docuseries on Lifetime.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, because of Hulu. Thank you, Hulu God.
Thanks, Hulu God. Dude, what a trip, man. So when we were talking about R. Kelly last time, and you brought it up, you were talking about how when we were younger, we saw R. Kelly with Aaliyah, and we kind of were like, that's kind of weird. But
I always thought that shit was
weird. Yeah, I thought it was weird too. But do you remember somebody explaining it on the docuseries? They said it was really weird when that happened because people kind of just were like, Aaliyah, she's really mature for her age. You know, this it's not really that big of a deal. I mean, not that big of a deal. And I do remember that. And I remember thinking, what? This is like normal or something?
And we were young.
That's so crazy.
We were young when this is happening. So
how
this
come
is the
nobody
early 90s?
Made a fucking big deal about it before?
I know. And it sucks because when we're little, like, I guess I expected a bigger reaction out of other people, like, older than me, and we weren't getting it. So then I guess we're normalized to it.
Yeah.
But I remember, because this is, like, early 90s, so we're young, like, 10 years old or younger.
It's like nobody really wanted to see anything wrong with him?
Well,
like, they just didn't want to see it?
Many things, dude. So, number one, he's blowing up at this time.
Yes.
He's been blowing up.
Uh-huh.
Aaliyah's now blowing up.
Space Jam,
doing
too.
Her thing.
Space Jam,
yeah,
another
Space Jam's
level.
Already
I
out.
Believe I could
he
fly.
He got taken to another level, just like Will Smith did with Ali, or Jamie Foxx did with
working
Ray.
With Michael Jackson,
like,
too.
Yeah,
doing
you know,
all that stuff.
And so he's at the top of his game. He can do no wrong musically, and he brings this girl out who's doing her thing at like this perfect time in like the 90s when like with quote unquote urban music with like hip hop and R&B and shit.
Yeah.
She's embracing now. She's been made over, right? We learn in the docuseries.
Yeah.
She's been made over by her friends or these people in the studio
yeah.
who gave her that,
the
that
rough
like,
edge
look,
look.
The rough edge
yeah.
look. Yeah. Wearing like the flannel.
Make her
tied
a
around
more
her waist,
street, like quote
the,
unquote.
The sports
that's what
bra,
they said.
Like all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember thinking at a young age, I knew too. I was little, right? But I'm little and thinking, I'm like, damn, something sexy about her, but I don't know what it is. So I remember that, right? And then I also remember because my sister is about, what, like 9 years older than me. So I think I was younger than 10, and she was playing the shit. And she's playing like AJ, nothing but a number. Yeah, so that shit's playing, right? And then and I remember like being little, right, and I was really influenced a lot by my sister's taste in music, especially the R&B shit. And I remember hearing it and like liking it kind of, but then like something was off. I swear to God, like something was off.
Oh,
and
you
then,
even thought the concept of the song was
yes,
weird.
Because I think I was listening that too,
because it was like it addressed the freaking issue that was there, where that I was thinking like, wait, isn't she like super young for yeah. him? He's like way older. And then the fucking song's called Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. And yeah. dude, they talked about that in the documentary series about how he would hide in plain sight, right?
Right.
He would do that, the Pied Piper.
Oh, that was later on too.
Dude, that's
and
way
I,
later.
I started
yes.
to be more conscious of it then. But dude, taking it back to the Elite
yeah,
shit,
yeah,
like
yeah.
I, another thing that was weird to me is that like my sister, so if let's say I was 9, so that makes her 19. Like, so she's young.
Yeah.
And then I'm listening to her sing that song, and it made me feel weird. So Aaliyah's
shit.
Younger than her. At this time, 15, right? And so
super
I remember being
younger,
little
dude.
And being like, I was always just protective of my sister, like if I could have done anything, right? I'm all
yeah.
little and shit, but I was
yeah.
really protective of her, and I noticed anything that was like sexual or like whether it was like a song she was singing or whatever, like I would get really like fucking
yeah.
kind of bothered, right? And
yeah,
so like
yeah.
she was singing that, bumping that in the room, and I was like, kind of felt weird. I was like, I don't want you, like I didn't want to see her singing that shit. That's
uh-huh.
weird. Because I thought of, I'm like, what, you want to go fuck an older man? Like
yeah.
that's gross. You know what I mean? So
yeah, you
if
already
she's
that,
19,
like,
I'm already thinking that, and I'm little. I was exposed to, you know, like some shit young too. I was a very inquisitive young man,
yeah.
so I didn't.
That's
I,
neither
I knew
here
about
nor
sex.
There.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. I knew about stuff early, so I knew. I'm like, that's not right,
yeah.
you know. So yeah, man. I don't know. And then Pied
what
Piper, like
trip,
you're talking
dude.
About. So that then fast forward another 10 years, because then we're in college by this time, and
yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
coming out with like the Pied Piper,
yeah, yeah,
Chocolate
yeah.
Factory. He's like producing for everyone from Nick Cannon to like the hottest rap artist to like fucking. I don't know, who's Marcus Houston,
yeah.
to like his own shit. It's like anybody that was like fucking R&B popping off at that time, he's producing for him. And then he's doing his own shit. Pa Baba, yo. If you
That's
go back,
right.
if you go back like a year on my Instagram, I actually
mm-hmm.
made something, which now I'm like, should I take it down? But I'm poking fun actually at R. Kelly, kind of.
Well, it's
gross.
Funny that you say that, dude.
You know?
I didn't even know
like
about
Dave Chappelle.
That whole, like, I, you know, the whole mute R. Kelly
if
movement,
you wanna
all
go
that.
To my hotel.
Did you? If you wanna, dude,
that's
Ignition Remix, man, like was a fucking banger too, and it's like all those tracks. It's crazy, dude. He was making legit fucking anthems, dude.
I wanna poo poo.
Though, well, that's a fucking
Dave Chappelle.
Imagine
man. Everybody's been
shit,
fucking
and everybody's talking about
forever.
It, just like just out in public.
So yeah, man,
just
they say
about
right
that, shit.
That people didn't care because they were black girls.
It's
at the
just
end of the day.
Crazy, man.
That is
yeah,
sad.
That's another. So that's another
that's
issue. They didn't care because it's black girls. Because
it.
If it was like obviously if he was doing it to white girls, like white little
girls,
they said he would have been in jail so fast. So of course they talk. They do touch on that topic.
From Chicago,
of
like,
course,
nobody cares.
I mean, honestly, like the race issue—that's a big thing. That's obviously a big thing too. You know, getting back to even just talking
like
passiveness,
about passive
what
ignorance,
he was doing,
right?
Like, dude, like. That's just fucking crazy. It just blew my mind, like, when they would talk about him, how even when he was going through the court cases, like, for the video, he would still go visit the malls.
Yeah.
And he would go there, and he would be talking to these little girls that are in high school, and I'm just like, it's just blowing my mind, because I'm like, dude, like, you totally... Well, we know, obviously, he could have been with women his own age, but it's just, like, crazy, because there is a really sense of really evil with that for me, because it's like, dude... We know, like, how impressionable a fucking 28-year-old man could be to even just a regular, like, 18-year-old girl, right? Or 15-year-old
totally.
Girl. This girl's 15.
Totally.
She's not even 18, right? And so this guy was, like, in his 30s. Now add on top of that, he's a musician. Now add on top of that he's, like, one of the biggest superstars in the world. And it's like, dude, you got to be some kind of fucking monster to use that, leverage that, to take advantage of little girls and traumatize people, affect them for their whole lives just to get off on that. You know, like that.
It's terrible.
It's horrible, dude. It's, I didn't know about all those instances. Like you said, like we knew about the rumors. We knew about the lawsuit. We knew about things like that. And clearly there was something not right with R. Kelly. But I didn't know it extended that far.
Do you remember what else was going on with the courts?
Like, imagine we get all serious and shit.
No, like, imagine
why he was going news. If you don't know what good liquor cheap beer means, imagine yeah, no, by just the
way, no, 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 if you don't know what good liquor cheap beer means, by the way, it means that we get, you know, we ain't shy to talk about important topics. People are like, wait a minute,
is this the beginning of the show?
We didn't talk about it this year.
Did I rewind to the beginning? We did this whole year. You're right.
Yeah, this whole year.
Good liquor, cheap beer.
Those are two opposite things. Polar opposites, right? Good liquor. You sometimes you need to spend a little pretty penny to have some of that.
Because
sometimes you just
feeling
a little fancy. Yeah. And sometimes you just want a cheap beer because you're trying to get a little fucked up.
And then when and you only got a dollar cheap beer or good liquor, good liquor, cheap beer. If you got good liquor or cheap beer, you're talking about sports, hip hop, news. It's all good.
Right.
Everything like that. That's what we talking about. It's sports, hip hop, and news. Imagine everybody's all like, that. Wait, what the hell are you saying? I don't even know. Imagine. No, I'm just kidding. I don't even know.
This is what I was going to say.
Are you pulling up the track right now?
This is the other thing that was going on while he was going to court, man. Oh, shit. Here we go.
Oh,
we
got a long skit. Until proven
do you remember
innocent.
This shit? Jay-Z.
Oh, no wonder. They were giving Jay-Z a lot of shit for doing songs with R. Kelly.
I remember that shit. Guilty Until Proven Innocent.
Wow.
And that shit was a banger. Let's do it in for the people in the podcast.
Wow.
Cows, Jigger, not guilty.
Wow. I didn't realize that, dude.
I don't know. That's just another thing that was going on, right?
Wow, dude.
And then it's not because Jay was going through his own shit, right? But then,
but that
it's
just also funny applies that, to R. Kelly.
Yeah, I know.
He's the on perfect the stand. Person, dude. He's doing that.
I know. Perfect
that's
person.
Stupid.
Hiding in plain
Landon,
sight.
Wow.
Not giving no fucks more. More like it. Just like, well,
dude,
gotta
and then
continue.
He came out with that track. I admit it. Yeah. I did it with those girls, young and old or whatever. Yeah. I admit it. And it's like, dude, this is beyond retarded now.
Trapped in the closet.
Don't mean that. Imagine. That's not politically correct. Imagine. I'm trying to do this thing in 2019 where I'm trying to be even more politically correct.
Why?
People are like, why are you doing that? The reason I listen to you because
this is uncensored.
Dang it.
Get with it.
You got it, dude.
Hell yeah.
Be the job.
Shirt's coming soon.
This is uncensored. Get with it.
Hell yeah. Yeah, this is uncensored,
turds
man.
Coming.
We already came to
the
terms with this.
The turds are blowing.
We already came to terms with this.
A you know, storm's a brewing.
They ain't no squeaky clean image over here.
The turds are coming.
This is who we are. You know what I'm saying? Where is it? We are. We're opinionated, coming, we're loud, and we're proud.
Dude, at this point, the producer's like, dude, I told you guys were only going to do 30 minutes, and it's already 35 minutes.
No.
Imagine.
There's another topic you want to talk about.
Done ditta.
So real quick, man,
yeah, I know.
I don't
we
know.
Got some more topics.
R. Kelly,
imagine.
I don't know.
Got topics
I've
for life.
Heard. It's funny because I didn't even know what was going on for like a week and a half. I just kept
life.
Seeing people like tweet and put things on Facebook.
That was like one of the biggest reasons that I knew I had to watch it because I was like, dude, like everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, DJs are talking about, are you going to still play R. Kelly or not?
And I was the ignorant guy before I watched it. Like, people were like, do you still like R. Kelly? And like, I hadn't watched the whole docuseries. And
I hadn't watched
I was like, you know, I don't like him personally, but you know, the
We've all
Ignition
known
remix
freak.
Is a pretty damn good song. Imagine, that's what I always used to say. It's like, dude, Chocolate Factory was fucking good.
Yeah.
And but now watching that dude, like watching the whole documentary and all that, dude, it really does. It's crazy. It really does feel like weird to listen to that music a little bit.
I mean, not
that's
to
me. Like, I don't know, man. I really like that track.
No. I do feel a little weird now. Like before, too. Like
dude,
before
it's
I watched
weird.
It. Before I started watching it, I also was just kind of like, why are you guys fake mad? Everyone's known about this shit for 20 fucking years. You swear like you fucking care.
Yeah.
You guys are gonna get over it in a month. It's not gonna be a big deal. And I'm gonna get over it. But you know what?
Wow.
I started thinking about it longer, and I was like, you know what? With this whole, it is just bad timing for all these motherfucking perverts.
It is.
Because the Me Too movement and like all that shit.
But that
the
was
whole
a big
Hollywood
reason
expose,
why all this stuff got
Kevin Spacey,
and,
like this fucking Wyman. What's that fucking dude with the W name that preyed on
the,
all these people?
The agent
Wyman
name,
or
right?
Weinstein. Weinstein, yeah, Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein.
All these people, dude. The fucking, with, dude. Trump, like, grabbing pussies.
Oh, yeah, all
like
that.
Fucking, and it's like, I don't know, man. So, I don't know. I think now it's time where people are maybe bringing the hammer down. And I, at first, was like, people are going to get over it.
You see all the celebrities
now,
in the documentary, too. Like, dude, like, wow. Like, all those people were not going to stand. Well, they obviously were not. They didn't. All those people didn't stand up for him like that. Like, up against him like that 20
years
ago,
15
years ago.
Now they are.
Now it's like, it, not only that, like, I don't want to say this like to make it sound trendy or something, but
it is
now it's even fashionable to hate on R. Kelly for or not like him for those reasons. Yeah, because it's bled into the culture now that
it takes people grinding against the grain and like protesting and all that shit. Now it's cool. So like now everyone's saying like fuck that guy.
Totally.
You know, but yeah, I give it up to all the people who have been saying like fuck R. Kelly for a long time.
Yeah.
I guess I was indifferent to it as well. We're indifferent to a lot of stuff, like not to just be that person that's like, well, like, because I hate people like that. That's like the same thing as like all lives matter type shit.
Yeah.
But it's like there is, it goes, this is my point. It's not saying that like it's, let's accept it. Let's fucking address it for sure. But it now, it should hopefully start to like give us into this trend of let's start fucking checking, let's start checking shit. Maybe it's not so bad that we start checking everybody. You know what I mean? For everything, including grabbing pussies, including fucking like everything, dude. It should be an example. It should
start at the top.
It should be an example now. It should be an example. And then now, like, you know, because at first it's like, oh, scary. But you shouldn't really be scared if you don't have anything to hide. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you
have- definitely something you shouldn't be like doing. That's pretty. I mean,
everyone's got like skeletons in their closets, but there's just certain things that are like, come on, like that's reprehensible.
Yo, before we get out of here, because the producer already threw all the papers on the floor, like he tossed all the papers that he had in the air, and they all fell, you know, all cinematically. And I was gonna ask you, Soulja Boy, tell him.
Oh,
he's been like chirping off. Talking all this like noise, saying that Drake copied his style.
Do you believe that, dude?
Dude, that's one of his sons. Well, like,
I would have like called.
Do you believe that?
I would have like not entertained this conversation at all until I saw that video you showed me.
Yeah.
That was pretty trippy, though. The kiss me through the phone. Like,
but I don't get the melody's not the same.
The melody's so not the same. I think it's just like the rhyme scheme he's talking about.
Probably the rhyme kinda scheme. Kind
of sounds very similar.
Yeah.
But. He's just making noise, man.
So we're talking about a video where Soulja Boy was on a radio show. Might have been like a New York radio show.
I think it was
a
Breakfast Show, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think it was Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
And a Breakfast Club. And he was on there and he was talking about and explaining why he says that Drake stole his style. And he said that Drake's first song, it copies the same bar rhyme scheme as Kiss Me Through the Phone. Soulja
Kiss
Boy.
Me through
and
the
I was
phone.
Like, ah, dang. I mean, I like how the video shows that and he's saying that and he's alluding to that reference, but I didn't connect it. I was like, I don't hear the melody. I'm like,
he's just trying to stay relevant, man.
Yeah, that's true.
He's trying to stay relevant, man.
I guess so.
Soulja Boy has his own accolades.
He's been out for a long time, though. Yeah, I was about longevity, to get that's good you said that. Like, yeah.
I ain't hating on Soulja Boy.
He's
doing, you got to be real, too. Like, he's doing what he can to just like stay relevant, too.
Yeah.
And it's a tough job. It's a tough job to stay relevant for that long.
That is true. You know what I mean?
And he is one of the pioneers with the whole like beats on SoundClick and all that bullshit and like just doing all raw and being one of the young kids. So like,
dude,
props to Soulja Boy.
I was hearing some his stuff funny. Like during that when he just came out. And he was one of the first guys to use like the hi-hats like the way that they're being used now. Like just so prevalently like all over his track. Like all over his tracks. Like he was one of the first ones to really start doing that before.
He's putting out some bangers too.
Yeah,
this he's put out some bangers over here.
That's good. So hopefully you guys thought this was a banger.
Dang. Imagine.
Episode 16. Good God.
This is Uncensored. Get with it.
Dude, I got a harmony on that bitch. Damn.
Hey, but on the drops. Are your hosts. My name is Scenario.
My name is Joel.
And this was another episode of
Good Liquor.
Cheap Beer.
Episode
16 of season 5.
Sweet 16.
Make sure you hashtag sports hip hop news if you post about us.
Please share
with your friends and family.
Because,
man, you know what I mean? And please, you know, go support sponsors that are supporting us. And thank you for supporting us and listening to us and just being fucking cool, man.
At Good Liquor Cheap Beer is the handle.
Everywhere. GoodLiquorCheapBeer.com coming soon.
Is the handle. At Who Is Joel is the handle. Go listen to all the podcasts wherever you want, wherever you please.
Yes, sir.
Good Liquor Cheap Beer if you want to talk some smack.
At
GLCB Show on Twitter. At Good Liquor Cheap Beer, everything else. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We will be back next Wizzeek on the Twizzeek. Thank you so much. Have a good one and talk to you later.
Did you say Tyler?
Stay away from R. Kelly, everybody. Peace out.
On the board.